Tonight, to me, is a really special night. Because tonight, God, you know, a lot of times will put somebody on my heart, and then a lot of times I'll go and ask them, and they will say, "You are crazy. You are crazy." But I'm amazed at how many people, you know, will come in connection with I feel like, the timing of God to share in their life. Because we all have something to share. God is not just doing it for us. What we all know is God is doing it for us and for everybody else around us. So, last week, God really started laying a person on my heart. And when I called and I just said, you know, is God saying something to you? And of course, God was saying something to her, because this is a girl that I love, that God's always speaking to her. And of course, God was saying something to her, but she don't know this, but what God was saying to her is in alignment with what God was saying to me in that same time and in that same moment. God confirms, that was confirmation to me. How many of you know that when we need God's confirmation? Man, it helps my faith to grow. It builds up what I believe inside of me that God is saying and doing in me. But I know it's for you too. You know why? Because God tied all those things together. So I asked her if she would come and share tonight. And what is so wonderful about it, it's going to be a team sharing tonight. How many of you love Miss Barbara? Miss Barbara, will you stand up just for a minute? Miss Barbara has been a part of Freedom down here with us for at least the last 2 or 3 years that we've been apart. She's been dealing with a lot of stuff with her family here in the last little bit. But I'm going to tell you, she's been here praying with us. She's been here praying for your church, even if you didn't know she wasn't here praying for your church on Wednesdays. And tonight, her and her daughter are going to come, and they're going to bring us the word that God has laid on their heart. So, Kathy, will you come? I get to spend a lot of time with Kathy last year. We co-teach together at Victory. This is Kathy.
Good evening. Now, I may be a little nervous and just read from my paper, but what God's been laying on my heart is he's been talking about activating my voice. And when I looked up to activate, it means to put into force or operation, to arouse to action, or put in motion, to make active or more active, cause to change, make a difference, and cause a transformation. If we take God's word and we speak it out with our mouth, He can change our situation, make it different, and transform it to align with His word in our faith. God is calling us to arise out of our slumber, to get into His word and speak out of our mouths His truth, to quit settling in what the enemy is telling us. Anything that the enemy says to us is a lie, and anything that does not align with the word of God is a lie. And it is our responsibility to get into the word of God and find the truth in each battle we are fighting, to speak and declare the word of God over our battle. He has impressed on my heart that in the days we are living in now is not the time to slack and accept what is. We are to arise and to be His warriors. We are to battle on behalf of Him, ourselves, our families, our friends, and our nation. He gave me a vision of a warrior fully shielded and equipped for battle. I saw brightness shining all around the warrior. He has called us to equip ourselves daily with His armor. He led me to Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18, where the Bible tells us exactly what to do daily to equip ourselves. When we are properly equipped, the powers of darkness cannot penetrate through his power of truth. God is our protector, our shield, and our comforter, and our God in light. We've got to discipline our flesh daily to walk where He's called us to walk. We've got to stay full of Him, in His word, in His truth, and focused on Him. We've got to become like-minded. Our minds are to be of His thoughts, and our words are to be of His words. We have to ask ourselves, how bad do we really want to be used by God? If we want to walk and be one with Him, we've got to commune and to be intimate with God daily. It's a discipline and a sacrifice. It's like how we desire to be intimate with our spouse. This is what God desires from us. He created us for that purpose. He wants us to talk with Him, spend time with Him, to praise Him, be thankful of Him and of Him, to be thankful for His provision, and to love and cherish and honor Him. And one thing that has really helped me become more intimate with God is before me and my husband ever married, I had a sweet couple that asked me to come into their house and just sit for them because they had moved out of town. So I had made a dedication to the Lord that I would take time away and stay out of a relationship and commit my life to Him and seek Him. So in doing that, I learned to sit and turn praise and worship on and just to enter into praise and be thankful and speak in tongues. And after me and my husband got married, of course, life changes and you have kids. And I didn't get that time I always used to have. I became distracted by things. And so God brought that back in remembrance to me. And now I get into iTunes and I Google worship with I Bethel, and I'll sit and I just enter into praise with Him. And sometimes it leads into warfare. I'll speak in tongues, and I've learned speaking in tongues. I started practice doing that about every 30 minutes every day, and that would build my spirit man up. And another way I found to worship God was just to sit, and I love to look around and just think, God, how awesome are You of Your creation, and how every detail from every person to our fingerprints to we all don't look nothing alike. And, you know, all the animals and how creative He is. I cannot imagine in my own mind trying to think of everything like that to create, in that He created it all for us. And so that was another way I would just sit and ponder and think of Him. And I became very mindful of Him. And in doing this more regularly for me, it has helped me through my thought process. I've become more focused on God instead of my situation or problem. I turn my focus from the negative situation to what God had to say about my situation. We have to remember the thoughts we have daily are a battle in itself, and a lot of times are fabricated lies that the enemy has placed there. We've got to choose to not enter into the lies and temptations, because when we do, we give the enemy access. And I personally want God to have access. I want to be more like Him. I have a lot more work to do, but I'm thankful that I'm not where I used to be. And I want to be all of what God has called me to be, so that He can work through me. And in this message, in the beginning, I was like, activate, Lord, what are You talking about, activate? You know, I was thinking more of an authority activating our voice. And when I sat and He just started downloading some of this information for me to say, It has come down to me that I know that God is calling us to awake, to awaking, and to seek Him and to get in His presence, because the days that we're in, we have to be so full of Him. I mean, we may get up one day and He'll direct us not to go to a certain place. And in order to hear that, we've got to be in His Word, full of Him, and listening for His direction. So that pretty much sums up my little sweet message. And now, are you going to?
I'm going to tell you, this word right here, I feel like is so the word for the church right now. Because what God says is so important in our daily life. That's where God is really drawing me back to consistently in this, is that as we live by what He says. And in this day and time, we live by what He says. And how many times has God already in our life kept us by simply directing us on His path and going where He needs us to go? But I'm telling you, God wants to do more through us in this season. God wants to speak to us in such a way that He can use us in this season. You know, there should be a really big difference in our lives and people's lives that don't serve God. And the difference shouldn't be what we know. And the difference shouldn't be really who we are. The difference should be what God is saying. The difference should be what God is doing. The difference in our lives should be God. And as we come in, I feel like every day, because God is really drawing me back to that word, what He is saying is for this moment. When you get up in the morning and what God is speaking into your spirit, it is for this season. And we can write it down and go along and say, God, that was a good word. But I'm telling you, we need to meditate on that word. We need to consistently devour that word. We need to, like she's saying, even activate that word in our life. Because that word is the word that God has given us for a reason. How many of you has God spoken a word to you this week? In your quiet time? I mean, not nothing philosophical. How many of God told you something this week and that you knew that He was speaking that into your spirit? Have you went back to God? And have you asked God about that? Have you brought that word up into your daily life? Have you begun to speak that word and confess that word and to come into agreement with that word and to believe on that word? I'm telling you, God's word is powerful and it is mighty and it has a great purpose in each one of our lives. But what we have to do is we have to activate. The Bible says that God's word is sent out and it does not return into Him void. But in our life, when God's word is put into our hearts, we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to let that word be more than just a moment with God, which is a good moment. We've got to let what God is saying become alive in us, that it changes and we start acting out with it and becoming a part of what God is saying to us in that moment. So I'm going to ask Kathy, if she will, just for a minute. Kathy, will you pray? Will you pray over that? If everybody will just bow your heads for just a minute. Because I believe God wants to ignite a fire into the activation of what He's wanting to do in your life and in your life. I believe God is wanting to stir up a deeper amount of a faith in what He's saying into our lives every day. Will you just pray? Because I believe the anointing is on you. Because God has been speaking it in truth to you to pray over that. To pray that God will quicken that. And that when He speaks it to us, our faith will grab it. And the enemy won't be able to rob it or to steal it from us in that moment.
Lord, we just come to You, Lord, and we thank You that You are coming to us. And Lord, You are prompting our spirits to activate and to arise out of our slumber, Lord. God, You are calling us to be more of You, like You, Lord. You created us for this purpose. You created us to go out and be Your disciples, Lord. We are the church. We are Your voice, Lord God. We thank You that You are flowing through us, that You are raising us up, Lord. God, that You are going to, when we wake up in the morning, God, that our hearts are fully going to be desiring to just spend time with You, to talk with You, to get to know You, Lord. And God, and through all of that, God, that You are going to build us up in our spirit, man, Lord God, that You are going to charge us, that we can go forth speaking Your word like You've called us to, God. We are not to rely on the church, to the pastors, to anybody else. It is our sole responsibility as who You created us to be, is to go forth, Lord, sharing the words or our battles, God, that You've called us to go forth and share, Lord, not to hide it, not to be scared of sharing, but God, that's what we're supposed to do so that we can help other people and minister to them. And God, I just thank you that you are prompting every heart in here, God, to be more like you, to desire to be with you. And we just thank that in Jesus' name. Amen.
I just want you to just take a moment. I just feel like God wants to revive a word that he's spoken to you. So everybody just close your eyes just for a moment. We do this all the time in freedom. Say, Father, will you bring up in me a word that you've spoken to me that you want me to activate in my life, that you want me to come into agreement with it with a new type of faith. Maybe obstacles, maybe fears, maybe insecurities, maybe doubts have caused me to kind of move myself away from that word that you've spoken to me. But Father, I know that you affect the world through me. We are your hands and we are your feet, God. We are the body of Christ. So, Father, right now, Lord, I ask you to activate in my life, to bring up, Father God, something that you never intended to not become alive in me, that not to become something that I could speak out and see it manifested in my life or in my family's life. I want you to let God speak to you in this moment. And we know when God speaks, faith comes. Father, right now, Lord, we activate the faith that you've spoken into our hearts. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord, that you are supernaturally, Lord, causing something spiritually inside of us to happen right now, that we are activating what your word says. We're activating what you're wanting to do. We're activating your dreams in our life right now, Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you are faithful, that you are good, and that you are leading us, that you have a purpose for us in this life, in this day, in this moment. Lord, I thank you that we can trust you. I want you to just commit in your heart. Say, Father, I will not let your word die in me. I'm going to keep on watering it. I'm going to keep on holding. You know, I love it where King Hezekiah, when he laid them out before the Lord. So I'm going to keep this up before you, God. I'm going to keep this up before you, God. God, I want you to know, Father, I want you to know that I'm not going to let this go until your word has not returned void. I'm a faithful, faithful servant. I'm going to be faithful with what you have given me. I'm going to hold your promises until I see them through. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Barbara's going to come up now and she's going to speak. Kathy, that was so good. Everybody give Kathy a hand. I'm telling you, it's not easy, but that was such a word, I feel like, for the moment.
Praise the Lord. That is a good word. Because we keep our, just, it kind of melds into what I'm going to say. Because right now the Lord is just saying that we do have to activate his word. And there may be some here that they're saying, well, I do activate his word, but, you know, it just doesn't seem to work for me. But I want to tell you, it doesn't work. We can't work it. It's all him. And he gives us this word. And that's where the power is. The power. These are commands. And when he tells us to do something, we have a choice, but with him, it's not an option, because we could say, no, we don't want to do it, but that doesn't change his word, because he's not going to change. The only people that are going to change are us, and He expects us to rise up and be the person that he's called us to be. And if you don't mind, well, I will read it, but I am going to turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 5, and you can write that down. And while you're writing, I'm going to, just in case we do run out of time, I'm going to give you another scripture, and that is Philippians 4. And those are the two, really, that I want to share, because we all have to make a start. And this church has really made a start. And I know that all of you love the Lord. And I do have some friends that I do meet with on Wednesday, and I love coming up here. I haven't been able to come up all the time, but when I do, I just love being here. I love the spirit here. It's free. And I can tell all your hearts, you really, really love the Lord. And so he is good to us, and he is good all the time. And he wants us to be able to handle every situation that he gives us. And sometimes, who still worries and gets concerned about things? Right, we all do, don't we? Well, in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, he says, casting the whole of your care. And I love the Amplified. It says, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all. Once and for all. On him. For he cares for you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully. He wants you to release every weight and every burden on him, because he is the one that comes alongside you and he sustains you. He's here with us all the time. He walks alongside. He's not distant from us. He is right here alongside of us. It says in verse 8, be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times, for that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. So he's out there, and we all know he's out there. We see it all around us, and he wants us to look at it. He wants us to get fearful, and he wants us to get concerned, and he wants us to worry. But what does the word say? This is a command. Cast all your anxieties and your worries once and for all. Once and for all. On him. And we withstand him, just like Kathy said. And just like Crystal said, we withstand him. Be firm in the faith against his onset. Rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined. And that's what we have to be. And don't think that your sufferings are any different, because right here in the Word it says, knowing the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christians throughout the world. So we're all in this together, right? And that's why God's bringing the church. He's rising us up. He's telling us to rise up. He's telling us to be kind to one another. He's telling us to walk in the Spirit with all the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, long-suffering. With each other. Because out there in the world, you're not going to get it. But unity with Christ and fellow believers, the ones who are suffering the same thing, together we're strong. Together we put on the armor. Maybe I've got on the armor of faith some days, but you have got on the belt of truth. You've got on the shoes of peace. You know, someone's got on the breastplate of righteousness or the helmet of salvation. They've guarded their mind and they're going to come. We all need to get together and rely on each other and help each other when we see someone else, because I know I'm not always strong. I'm not sure not perfect, and I'm never going to be perfect, you know, till I get to heaven with the Lord. But that's what I'm saying, is just we have to be together. And the second thing the Lord really, really told me is to what he said to me was rise up and rest. And I, you know, a lot of when you're in the natural, I can rise up real good. But he wants you to rise up in your spirit. He doesn't want you to rise up in the flesh and fight with the flesh. He wants you to rise up in your inner man and stand your ground in faith. And he said to rest. Resting is different than what we think, because we're not resting in our own strength. We're resting in him. The rest is the word. We rise up in our spirit and we use the word. What he tells us, whatever situation we're in, we have to know this word. And we rise up and we use that word, because his word, his commands, that's where the power is. And if we don't know that, we're going to do it in our own strength and we're not going to make it. But the good news is we can't make it without him. And it's, we have to take authority. But he has given us that authority, and we use that authority and we believe him. So if anyone starts worrying next week or concerned or gets anxious, you know, the Lord's going to remind you of what was spoken here tonight, and you take authority over it. You take authority and tell the devil he has no right, that you believe the word and he has no place. And you use 2 Corinthians. Now, I taught on this during Freedom, 2 Corinthians 10, about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Right? And we take captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. So we rest in what God has told us to do. And something that he told me when I was seeking him, he just, it's like it was, Kathy said, how badly do you want this? I mean, how badly do we want God in our life? How badly do we want to rise up and be the people that God has called us to be? Because he chose us for this hour that we're living in. We are chosen. We're here. This is what we were created for, is right here, right now. And that's pretty awesome, because in myself, I know I don't have what it takes unless I have him. And when I have him, I can do it all, because his power works through me. His power is there. And when we do his word and his word works in us, then when we do the command that he tells us to do, we go forth and we do it. We're obedient to do it. And then he comes in with his word, his power of his word. And the result is we are the ones that get, he's got favor on us and he blesses us. And so we're all just in this little process, and we have to love the process. Lots of times I get my mind focused. I'm one of those task-orientated people. When someone gives me an assignment, I'm always looking at the end result. I'm focused on that, and I have to get that done. Well, you know what the Lord said to me? He said, you know, you focus so much on the end that you get lost. You lose the whole process of the thing. Because in my life, and I'm so glad that the Lord has delivered me of this, because I, you know, he's been working on me for about 3 years with this, is to enjoy the process. Just enjoy who you are. Enjoy where you are. Don't look at what you've got to do and what you've got to accomplish. And how it worked on me was I got all anxious about it, concerned about it. And, you know, I'm the one that's in charge of this. I have to get this done. I have to fix this thing. I can't fix nothing. It's all him. And in the process of that, I lost all the joy in that, all that assignment of how I could really have had fun in that assignment. But you know what? I'm so thankful God delivered me of that, because that is like a big freedom in my life. And I just kind of laugh about everything. I know one of my daughters says, I get more of a charge out of watching Mom, because she just laughs all the time. But that's where we have to be. All our worries are on Him. And so you might want to make a list of everything that you're worried about, and everything that you're concerned about, and everything that you have to do, and blah, blah. Make a list of that and give it to the Lord, and just cast it up. Give it to Him once and for all, and cast it on Him, because He is going to tell you. He is going to show you how to work through it. And so, we are to be made. We are to be made in His image, and just enjoy who He is and who He wants us to be. And we are supposed to be really married to Him. And if we're really married to Him, what are we supposed to be like? We're supposed to be walking in His image, right? So how do you act if that is true? The only image that makes God happy is His own. And you can chew on that for a while. God is just full of Himself, isn't He? And He wants us to be full of Himself too. And I had a prayer here I was going to pray, and I think I've lost it. I think I have. I think I did, but oh no, here it is. I just want to pray this over you guys, and then we can be dismissed, that we are complete in Him. That we are Your warriors, Lord. That we will get out of our survival mode and start advancing the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. We rise up in faith, and we rest in Your word. We obey Your command, for Your word, that's where Your power is. We rest in Your power. We are not ordinary in You, Lord, but You have made us extraordinary. We are carriers of Your glory, and each one of us is signed and sealed, unique individuals that both reflect and absorb an element of Your glory that no one else ever had. And I thank You, Lord, that You're going to use us, that You're going to show us how unique we are and how extraordinary You have made us, that not one of us is alike, and that we rise up and we are going to be so full of You, Lord, that we are going to just carry the glory of the Lord to all those around us. And even our shadow is going to be dangerous. Just like it said in the Bible that Peter walked across in his shadow and it was cast and everybody was saved. We're going to walk in that. God wants us to walk in that. So we cast all our cares on You, Lord, and we just walk and rest. Rest in Your word, and with hearing ears and seeing eyes, that we will see the visions and hear the revelations that You speak to our heart, and we go forth and obey what You say. And it's a heart issue. So we give our heart, all of our concerns, our minds, and we dedicate what our heart really wants, Lord. What our heart really wants is You, all of You, and what You say, and what You want for each one of us. And I thank You, Father God, that it is done. And I declare that it's done in our life, and that we're going to see mighty, mighty, mighty miracles in the days ahead. And it's going to be us that He uses to set people free. In Jesus' name, thank You.
thank you guys for being here tonight.